Okay, so tonight's going to be a little bit of an interesting podcast. I'm going to bring back two of the first people that I did for a triple podcast with them, I guess you could call it. Me, Mike, and Doug are all going to be on the same podcast talking to each other. So this should be very interesting. I've never done anything like this. So sit back, relax, and I guess let the good times roll, because it's going to be interesting, to say the least. Anyway, without further ado, here's our first triple podcast. There's, all right, we got one of them in here. We got
Mikey Mike
coming in here. So there's good old Mikey Mike. Now Doug will join us here in a little bit, I think.
Have you heard from him?
Some free time.
He's probably on the way home.
He's been dealing with some stuff at work, it sounded like.
Oh, he might have cut somebody finally.
No. Don't be Doug cutting nobody. I figured something out today, though.
What's that?
Actually, I figured two things out today.
Is one of them we could talk on air and the other one we can't?
No. Beard oil is absolutely amazingly smelling.
Yes.
And figured out you can make a front sight for an air rifle with nothing more than a couple of zip ties and a piece of a pen.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My cousin came over and was goofing around with it today.
Yeah.
Swapping Army stories and Navy stories and everything else.
That sounds fun, man. Oh, that's such a long ride, like, to Georgia and back.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Hey, did we do the intro or no?
I already did the intro, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like I missed so much.
No! No, I already did
I'm so freaking
intro.
Tired.
Yeah.
So, my friend, I got a friend in Georgia. Her name's Skylar. And she sent me some recordings today of her singing.
Yeah.
Dude, she sang this new song by Adele. It says, I think it's called like Easy On Me or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Holy freaking crap. Like, I told her, I was like, dude, you can close your eyes to that song. Are you singing that song? And you could just, you know, think about yourself in front of like 20 or 30,000 people, just like jaws dropping because you got a freaking voice on you. And she's like, yeah, I just do it for fun. And I'm like, start going on the road. Like, you got what it takes.
See,
I was like, you know, a bass player. Like, I got you.
See, you know how, like, speaking of singing, you know how in church people sing a cappella? Well, in the shower, I sing aquapella.
It's aquapella. Stupid.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Oh, that is a really bad dad joke.
Oh, my cousin told me a joke today, but I don't know if it's appropriate on here or not. You know.
All right. We're going to go there today, folks. There's kids
it's
in
not
the
bad.
Area.
It's not bad. Well, it's not horrible. He said, what does peanut butter and a stripper have in common?
Oh, God. I'm scared to ask.
They both spread for bread. Oh, just don't unfriend me. It's cool.
Just don't unfriend me. It's cool.
Move on with your life. What's that dude on TikTok say? He'd be like, next video.
I've been scrolling through like just TikTok videos randomly since I don't actually have an account.
Right.
I've just been like scrolling through like the For You page and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've noticed there's this one guy who thinks that he is the funniest man alive. And
is it me?
No. like somebody will do a video and then he'll pop in making a joke about their video and then try to teach you something. I didn't come on TikTok.
That guy. Okay.
I cannot stand him.
Look, he did that one where the girl was like, for real though, can y'all teach me how to throw a punch? And he was like, yeah, with your fist. But did you know, like, dude, I cracked up. Like, Yeah, I love that guy.
I cannot stand him.
But there's like four or five other people doing it now, and some of them are just hilarious.
Yeah. See, like that's like, why we can't have nice things, because everybody's got to jump on the "ooh, that's funny" trend. Let me do it. Ooh, look, that's funny. Let me do it.
I seen one the other day. I cannot believe we finally hit 2 million followers, and the guy was like, "Yeah, nobody cares." Did you know?
Yeah.
Cracked up. I was like,
"Yeah." Like,
because I got a sense of humor, apparently.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I get what he's doing, but he just seems so cocky about it.
Yeah. Well, there's this bigger guy. He's like bigger than me or whatever. And he be making these thirst traps, right? And all these, I don't know, these ladies be eating it up, right? And I'm like, this man's kind of giving me confidence to do these videos, because he did that I See Red video, but he did it with like his photo shoot pictures of, like, yeah, I guess Halloween pictures. That, it was freaking cool. And I was like, I see you, dude. I got you. And I was like, man, I kind of want to get me a little photo shoot now.
Well, but, see, like, I love TikTok back when it was TikTok. Now it's I got to get famous.
I mean,
you know, no. Now it's I got to get famous. Ooh, yeah. Like me. Follow me on Instagram. Shut up already.
I low key got my Instagram. I got my Instagram link on my page.
Okay, if it's a link on your page, no problem. But like, what kills me is like somebody will go live and like they'll just stand there and they'll be like, go follow me on IG.
That or the new ones, like, it'll be like some sexy video and the girl's about to like take her shirt off, or like you see her, like she's got something like a thong on or something, and she turns around. As soon as she turns around, it was like, look at the sound, and the sound be like, for sexy naked ladies. Like,
yeah, see, I immediately like, come on, just, man. Like, not interested.
That's what I said. I'm like, it's always like for the boys pages, you know, like it's all probably like,
I'm glad, teenagers, I'm really glad I got rid of my account on TikTok. Because it started out amazing. Started out awesome. I met some amazing people. Now it's YouTube. Now it's ads. Now it's nothing but celebrities. Now it's nothing but half-naked girls. Now it's nothing but, ooh, I want to get rich and famous. Now it's, ooh, just give me money. Hey, cash at me this. I was like, no! No!
That's on my page, too. Everything you say, I get me famous, but I did put all the socials on there, if you know what I mean. Like,
I mean, I get that. I mean, like, I get putting stuff on your page. I get that. But like, not making videos going, hey, cash at me $20 and I'll blah blah blah. Hey, follow me on Instagram to see what I can't show on TikTok. Hey, follow me on OnlyFans just so I can get more money. No!
I've been thinking about
it. Oh, Melanta.
I don't know, man. Times are hard. Child support's high. But I ain't gonna do it, dude. Like, I'm scared.
That's why we do the adult thing and get a J-O-B.
I realize these things. But when you got health issues that could, from working those J-O-Bs, you know, well, it's kind of hard.
I get that. I mean, I'm not knocking you, but I'm just saying. There are people out there shaking their little tails because they want to just make a crap load of money, and the lack of work ethic is absolutely amazing to me.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I agree. The fact that you can watch videos of like these girls talking about their OnlyFans, and she's like, I don't even get naked.
Yeah.
And I just paid my mortgage off. And I'm like, this girl's like 22, 23. It has a house, a car paid off, and probably insurance paid up for like a year. And like, is living the life because she's like doing something like semi-sex TikTok. I mean,
here's the thing. OnlyFans. See, here's the thing. Not everybody was blessed with a
beautiful, sexy, tight little okay.
I was. God, I just ate a lot.
Yeah. You know, not everyone was gifted with a beautiful body. And for the people who are, great. Go be a model. Go make money actually doing real stuff. Don't come on to an app that has kids on it, that has young adults on it, and try to flaunt some stuff that's absolutely inappropriate to be flaunting, teaching them that it's okay to do that. That's what I have a problem with.
I agree. Should be an age limit as far as like how young you can be on TikTok.
Like, and there was. It was 13. But I now agree.
It should be like older than that, because you got some nasty people in this world be commenting on those 13-year-old girl videos, who should be in prison right now for the crap that they say on these things. And I'm like, they should have like a 18 or older, like you could have a full profile, but if not, if you're under that, you need to have like your parents, like.
Oh no, yeah. No, the parents are the ones encouraging the provocativeness. I can't tell you how many videos I've scrolled across where the parents are dressed up like a little hoochie mama, and the daughter is dressed up just like the mother, and they're dancing to some like I don't even know what kind of song together, and I'm just like, no,
Cool,
next
sensitive content coming up. So, one of the worst things I've ever scrolled across. I don't know like what your thing is on here, but like there was a thing that like this girl, she looked like she was about 14 or 15. She was like dancing on this boat, but it was kind of dark, so she couldn't really see what she was wearing. So I was like, I'm gonna pause the video and go through the comments just to see what people are saying, because you know I do that sometimes, just go through the comments. This one dude, sorry mom and daddy, because I know y'all gonna listen. This one dude was like, oh my god, she's so sexy. And then another guy was like, dude, she's like 14. Y'all chill out. Like, y'all crazy. And then literally the next comment was like, if they could bleed, they could breed. And I'm like, are you freaking serious? Like,
someone should figure out where that guy's address is and
castrate him.
Crowbar to his face.
That's my nickname.
Crowbar? Oh, man. I like that.
You remember that from Corey? Like, yeah. Corey called me Crowbar. I ain't talking to Corey in a hot minute. But
yeah, I mean, the whole that whole app is gone down the drain.
I did, because I mean I used to love watching before he went on mainstream. I used to like watching Mr. Hamilton, but like his crap then went mainstream, and it's all about like it ain't really. I don't know, his recent stuff that I've seen is just like him doing the same thing he always did, as far as like opening mail and stuff like. The same him. Yeah. Like, he don't seem like his normal goofy self is the reason why I even followed him in the first place. It's all about, like, what can I do for money?
Exactly. It's not about, like, that right there is why I don't follow celebrities.
He wasn't a celebrity. People. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
follow people with a blue check mark. Just because as soon as they get the blue check mark or they get celebrity status, like, okay, the only celebrities that I might follow would be like Kevin Hart, The Rock, and David Spade.
Yeah. I follow all three of those. I just found, like, I think Jackie Chan has one, but, like, I don't know if it's him or not, you know?
Yeah.
I wish if she ain't got one, because I haven't, like, looked it up, but if Betty White had one, that'd be the only celebrity I would have.
Yeah.
Freaking Betty White. Like, I follow like Adam Sandler and all them, but you know, I'll follow some of the celebrities, but I'm really picky and choosy, like who I follow. Like Andrew Garfield, follow him because he's freaking Spider-Man. But
where is Doug at? He said 10 minutes and it's been 15.
I don't know. We getting in some junk over here, like.
Yeah, we just over here talking about everything.
We done got serious, funny, serious again. We ain't even serious. We serious.
Serious. We're serious without a heart attack.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I sent the link to the group chat that we're in.
Yeah.
I think I threw you off.
No, you were fine. Like, I clicked on the link, but it went to the, if you want to start a podcast, you got to do this first. And I'm like, that's not right. So I like exited out twice. And finally, like, I clicked on it again, and it went to like, join Hogan's or join so-and-so's podcast, you know, America Fishy had podcast. Yeah. But hopefully, which I ain't even check and see if the logo look, what the logo look like up there yet or not. I ain't even looked at that.
Oh, it looks sexy like me.
Yes, sir. Like, I'm, like Caroline, I got home and I'm like, Mama, can you help get Caroline in the house? Like, I'm gonna do this podcast with Hogan and Doug whenever he jumps on. I'm legit sitting in a car just because it's freaking quiet and there's no voices around me and I'm not distracted.
I bet you they can't wait to listen to this podcast.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna send them the link to this one or not, because you know we already didn't talk about some stuff. So
they're gonna find it. I think they liked
yeah,
it. So
yeah, yep. Where's Doug? He needs to take.
Yeah, I know, right? We're over here like, where's Doug?
Rubbing my knees again. So I just
yeah, you're getting nervous now, thinking that your parents are gonna hear what we're talking about.
I don't care.
The thought of your parents hearing you, you're like, oh god, now your neck is getting all sweaty.
Yeah, arms are heavy. Vomit on my sweater already, my spaghetti.
Out of nowhere, where's Doug at?
Where's old Doug at?
I'll send a text message and be like, you get Dougarini?
Yeah,
because he said 10 minutes. And it's been, I'll give a few more minutes and then send another massage.
Yeah. So I had not talking crap because if they hear this podcast, I'm going to feel really bad, but I got a comment, you know, some of the ladies on TikTok, you know, they,
oh God, here we go.
Everybody, you know, everybody deserves somebody.
Yeah,
they do. But some, I had a terrible thing today. Like, somebody I was talking with was reading some of my comments. And I was looking at my comments, and she said, hey, this one says I'm single. She clicked on the profile. She was like, I see why. Like, but I was like, oh, girl.
Well, man. You know what you should do? You know what I would do? I would click, or I would reply back to her, and it says, I see why. I'd be like, well, I guess, I just come up with some like snooty comment, like, well, I guess you're not going to get anywhere near this acreage because I'm a piece of gold and you're a piece of coal or something.
Oh, Lord. No, I was talking about, I was on the phone with a friend of mine and yeah, we were talking about it. So,
oh, you clicked on her profile.
Yeah, well, because the girl had, like, the girl on TikTok had commented on my page. You know, I made a video, like, right after me and Kylie broke up. That's who I was talking to, by the way. Me and Kylie had broke up. And it was the video of, like, you know, am I worth, like, why am I not worth keeping around? And, you know, that was in my feelings.
Yeah.
And somebody, and I get comments like, oh, if you live closer, you could be mine, or, like, you know, I'm single, or this, that, this. Now, you can, like, click and look at their profiles and stuff like that. Well, apparently, yeah, her profile got clicked on and, like, judged super fast. I was like, girl, I was like, you can't be rude like that. This is why I like you, but, like, you can't be rude
yeah,
like that. Oh, man, yeah, I'm calling her out. She will cuss me out about this later.
That's all right.
It's all right.
What we do, we love each other. We talk about things in here.
That's right. We'll be family.
This podcast is a non-judgmental podcast, so if your name
freaking is... Doug's coming in. Thank you, Doug, for taking the wheel. What up, man? It's getting awkward in here. I need you to start talking. Like, take the floor, Doug.
Yeah, take the floor, Doug.
Oh, man. Oh, we talk about me being awkward on TikTok.
He's just being himself.
Right on. Continue.
No, I didn't dug myself in the hole too much. This is your turn, son.
Apparently, apparently Mike likes to eat foot for dinner. So good he had the other one for dessert.
That's right.
Ah.
Yeah. Speaking of food, like, how was work, man? Did you cut somebody today?
Oh, we were pretty busy today, actually. And then it was only me as far as the main cooks. Ooh. That are normal. The other main cooks requested all weekend off.
Oh, Lord.
It wasn't bad. Business is picking up, and which is a good thing.
That's good. So you're not at Arby's no more. You're at the other place, right?
Yeah, I'm back at Rosati.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And
for those of y'all listening, I was going to say, for those of y'all listening in the Indiana area, that is a wonderful restaurant. Y'all should go check it out up there. Some of y'all know where it's at. Go in and pop in and be like, "What up, Doug? I heard you on the America Fishy Up podcast."
That's right.
Yeah,
maybe throwing out some food porn.
Yeah, if you're ever in the Crown Point, Indiana area, hit up Rosati's.
All right, Hogan, I know what we're doing next week, bro.
Guys, come on up. More than welcome.
We're going to drink his beer, and he's going to fix us free food. That's what.
I think Doug already knows what I'm going to eat when I'm up there.
Hot brownies?
Oh, yeah. I mean, make a huge ass pan of chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Pan of chicken Alfredo.
That sounds amazing.
I will fight somebody for it.
Oh, can we fight? We can raise some money and everything.
We can do, instead of mud wrestling, we can do chicken Alfredo wrestling.
Oh, my God. I'm going to come in there like a grease pig, son. You ain't catching me. I'm going to be like, oink, oink, mother liquor. Like,
no, he didn't.
Oh, I swear.
Fish, yeah. Oink, oink, mother liquor. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I swear.
Oh, this got to get on a shirt.
Oh, yeah. That's got to go on a shirt.
Oink, oink, mother liquor.
You got to say liquor with an A. Like,
oh, liquor.
Oh. I can make them shirts in like 5 minutes.
That needs to be like an episode title. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Oink, oink, mother liquor. Liquor. What's that Harry Potter thing? It's like, it's not liquor, it's liquor.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Leviosa.
Wow.
I'm sure she named it Harry Potter.
But that's what, movie number one?
See, this is why the three of us can't be left alone together.
What y'all got going on for Halloween?
Well, I thought about being a creepy clown.
I mean, what you gonna dress up as, though?
a creepy clown.
No, I mean, you already that. Like, I was trying to make a joke, dang, Hogan.
Oh! Yeah, I got you now. Wow, I'm fast.
Oh, woo. My God, son.
That's what she said.
Doug with the clutch.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Good. You're already home there.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I'm sitting in my car right now. I'm still sitting in my dirty pee pants.
Well, actually, I thought about, like all seriousness, I thought about going to get me, like, just some face paint and a wig and, like, a really, really cheesy clown costume. Mm-hmm. And getting me, like, taking the chain off my chainsaw.
Walking around with a sledgehammer?
Well, a sledgehammer would work, but, you know, like, I thought about, like, walking around with my chainsaw and just, like, when I see people come running out of, like, a wood line or whatever and just be like, "It's Tuckles! It's time to play! Who wants the haircut?"
You're going to wake up dead. That's a... somebody going to give you a drive-by.
It's going to be local Alabama news.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a gay dude in a Prius, too, so it's going to be like a fruit roll-up.
Oh, my goodness! Wow, Mike. my god.
No offense to the gay dudes. I love gay people. Y'all, my buddies. Like, but like, still, like, I love that joke.
Oh, I died laughing this morning because I scrolled through TikTok and this guy goes, so this guy's gonna show us how to make jailhouse Laffy Taffy.
Oh, I've seen that.
And yeah. He goes, what in the jailhouse candy store is going on? I was like, did he really just say jailhouse candy store?
Oh, man. Hey, I seen a post on Facebook this morning that my neighbor's wife shared, and it was these two dudes making a deal about a car or a motorcycle or a dirt bike or something. And it was like, all right, I give you $15.60 and a Snicker bar. And it was like, deal, you gonna meet me today? He was like, yeah, I live in so-and-so. He's like, you gonna bring the Snicker bar and the money too, I guess. And the dude like takes a picture and there's a Snicker bar and like $1,500 laying like right beside it. I was like, that's a deal.
Okay, so Doug, has Mike told you his idea about a TikTok meetup in South Carolina?
He had a video on that. Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna need a food guy. Because apparently I'm gonna be the mic guy. Yeah. We're gonna need a food guy. Mm-hmm. We're gonna need a rap guy, which we're gonna get Big Pat on that. I hope. And then
cousin on it because my cousin makes beats.
So that'd be awesome. Those two collaborate on that. Like, are you when are you thinking? Like next year or soon?
Maybe like when it's still kind of cool and it's not hot, that way, like, you know, you can wear it. I don't know, like, you don't want to do a dead summer where everybody's like dying, you know, like.
So in other words, we're from the South, so it's either gonna be
between like February and May.
That's... It's either gonna be sprummer or
swinter.
Sprinter. Yeah. It's either gonna be summer or center. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sprinter.
Well, today I went scoped out a little park here in Lawrence, and it's a freaking huge place. And in the back corner, it has a big old lake. It'd be the perfect size to do what we need to do. And you can, like, rent the whole place out or, you know, reserve it, and you don't have to pay anything. Just reserve the place. I'm pretty sure you got to pay nothing. But you got to do it, like, a few months in advance. You know, that way, like, other people have, like, birthday parties that day. But, like, I'd love to get, like, that park. I'd love to get, like, a blow-up, like, house or, like, slide donated for, like, the kids. You know, we could do, like, different kind of booths and games, like a dunk booth or if it ain't called.
You know what would be cool to do in the lake?
What's that?
A flue tog.
What is that?
You never seen what is it? Red Bull Flutog or whatever it is? Where, like, basically what it is like a bunch of people come together on this, like, on one end of a lake or a body of water. There's like this platform and you build homemade flying craft. And the object is to see how far you can fly your homemade craft.
Oh, no.
I think I've
seen something like that.
Yeah.
I think I've seen something like that before.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to let us do that because then we'd have to dive in there and clean it all out.
Now you bring it to clean it.
Yeah, true. I was thinking, like, if people wanted to come fishing or whatever, like, you know, you could, like, whoever catches the biggest fish within an hour or two, like, gets, like, $100 or something, you know. You know,
I'd be down for that. Just need plenty enough notice to request off and make sure we get the money to get down there.
Yeah.
And what a better sponsor for a fishing rodeo than America Fish Yeah Podcast.
Heck yeah. That's right.
We just like pop fish from there.
My mama, like, knows how to get in touch with those people because she reserved a place one day down there. I gotta see if we could even fish in that lake. Cause I pulled up and I'm like, this place, I ain't been down there since I was like 12. And I was like, this place should change. There's a freaking lake here. I was like, when did that show up? Like, oh man. But
I was talking to my neighbor yesterday, I think it was, about like directions and maps and everything. I am pretty good geographically as far as like the whole nation. I'm pretty good geographically. Like, I know where states are. I don't know like exact cities in those states.
Right.
But like, if I had to go from here to California, I know California's west.
And you just go left until you hit the ocean.
Well, I know in order to get left, I would have to go up to like over like Memphis. So
Arkansas or some crazy stuff. Yeah.
So I would just have to know what cities I'm looking for that keep going west.
Right.
And then I'll be like, okay, now I need to look for the city that I'm in and then or that I'm going to. I'm pretty good like geographically that way. But like when it comes to like actual like getting down to the nitty-gritty, I'm actually pretty good in a small area of geographic location unless you go throw something in there that wasn't there the last time that I was there.
Right.
You start right, yeah, like you talk about the lake, like you throw a lake on me that wasn't there the last time I was there, I'm all screwed up. I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say like it's like a 2-acre pond. So I mean, it's a big, you know. But 2-3
like,
acre pond. But
because like over in Hartsell, I knew where certain things were, and like apparently when I went over there the other day to visit my buddy, a lot of things have moved. So now if someone's like, "Hey, me, I live over here by the Taco Bell. I'd go to where Taco Bell used to be." And it's not a Taco Bell anymore. It's a Wendy's now.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, well, I'm screwed.
Look, this is why I'm here like, looking at Baconator.
Yeah.
I feel like Wendy's is in went to crap. Like, I do, because their fries are more dry. Like, when they switch to those, like, crappy homemade, whatever, homestyle fries or whatever, they're crap.
Yeah, that homestyle with sea salt or whatever.
Yeah. One, they're super salty. Like, they're saltier than McDonald's fries. McDonald's fries will dry your face out. Like, but,
right.
About, like you said, about the only good thing is their Baconator. Even their nuggets are dry and cold by the time you get them.
How about the McWendy King?
Are we talking about a McGangbang right now?
I guess so.
No, how about where you take like a double cheeseburger and put a chicken sandwich in the middle, or you know, a chicken like, pack.
No, like what I'm talking about is have like, I'm talking about having Burger King fries because they're decent, and then have like McDonald's menu because it's decent, and then have like the Baconator and the Frosty from Wendy's.
Bruh.
All in one restaurant.
Bruh.
So, so you can have, Burger King fries, Wendy's hamburgers.
Yeah.
The meat for hamburgers, and then the Frosties.
Yeah.
But also keep it in the line of McDonald's menu. Yeah. That would be a good one.
So, actually, I'm going to throw a little curveball on that. Take out fries, put ours curly fries. And you got me. Just saying.
We'll add it to the menu while we're at it.
I'm down with some curly fries, man. I miss when Hardee's had curly fries. I don't know if y'all had Hardee's curly fries back in the day, but that was junk. They were better than Arby's to me.
I haven't had Hardee's since I lived in Florida.
It ain't when nothing I was now.
22.
It ain't nothing now. I'd rather eat it with a burger.
I've never had that.
Oh my god! Everybody gets mad at me, but
they're not in this area. They're only down south, so
right. That's right. Like, everybody gets mad at me because I'm like, their food tastes like a glorified Burger King, and I get told like, "Oh, that's blasphemous." Da 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 da. Go eat a if you listen to this, go eat a Whataburger burger, and then go eat a burger from Burger King, and you tell me that junk don't taste the same. Just saying.
Whataburger. I can't say I've had a Whataburger.
Man, it's good. I ain't gonna lie. They shakes are like ridiculously expensive, but it's worth it. Not even worth it. It's worth with an F. Worth it.
We're all right. We are going to southernize the crap out of the people who listen to us.
We're going to send this stuff north. They're going to be like, what are they saying?
Yeah.
You understand any of them,
Connor? I'm up there, but I know what you're saying, though.
Well, back in the day down yonder ways, we used to go down to the Burger King and get some curly fries.
That's right. Down in the house.
Take them down to the creek.
Yeah.
The creek. Yep.
I still can't wait to be that old man. Speaking of the South, I still can't wait to be that like really old man on my front porch and like just watch kids as they walk by and then take one step in my yard and just be like,
get off my yard. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Out there with a dang pellet gun, not even a real gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got that.
I want to say it's the third Friday movie where one black guy running around like, respect my gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see Hogan, like, if someone's like that old guy, you know, kid walking out of his yard and him running out, respect my yard. Get off my yard.
Yeah, you won't respect my Bermuda.
They got this darn pellet gun out, man. It's like $60, and I'm gonna get it next time I get $60. But it's like a 1888. It's got the gold plated stuff on it, and it's like heavy duty. And that thing I shoot 800 feet per second. Oh, son, I'm gonna mess some squirrels up, son.
Save up your money and get you a air rifle.
Because Rugers in there. They got them Ruger air rifles.
Yeah, because you don't have, I mean, like those, you don't have to have CO2. The one I got, it's a break action. You break it, you load it, and you pump it. That's what my cousin and I were shooting today because I don't have a scope for it. So we sort of kind of made one, but the man, it's almost as powerful as a 22.
Mm-hmm. They got one at Walmart now. It's like $129, and it's a 22. Pellet rifle, like it's you put the 22 size pellet rifles in it, pellets in it.
Yeah, well, it's 0.11 or 0.177, close enough.
That's
what I got. Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty cool though. But I don't need nothing like that. I can just sit on my porch with that other gun and pop squirrels out the tree. But
speaking of getting old, our cats
out the yard.
Speaking of getting old, you know what I can see.
What?
You know how, like, every neighborhood has, like, that lady that just cooks for everybody for no apparent reason?
My mom.
Yeah. I can see Doug. I can see Doug being that guy, but taking it up a notch. Not just doing, like, cookies or baked goods. I could see him cooking, like, a full 6-course meal and just calling people up and going, hey, guys, it's game day. Bring some beers. I made us some snacks. And you walk in, and there's like brisket, bacon.
Freaking duck breast. Like,
yeah. Like Doug, what is this?
With some solo gravy on it. Like, filet mignons. Like,
yeah.
Y'all ever seen that movie, Juana?
Seen what?
There's an old guy and he's
not like, ringing a bell.
Huh?
It doesn't ring a bell.
Like there's a guy in it. He's like a little pimp, you know. He's like, I want my filet mignon and my scrimp and scrawl berries. It's funny to me. But Juana, man.
And then for you, Mike, I can see when you get older, I can see you being that like half senile guy in a nursing home.
Bumbling in the corner.
No. I can see some like a little 22-year-old nurse walking in and you being like about 65, 70, maybe 75. You being like, hey, pretty lady. Yeah. Can I get your phone number? I lost mine.
Oh, my God. Black, Like, hey, girl, is that a mirror in your back pocket? I can see myself in them pants. Like,
and there's going to be a sign on your door. Do not enter.
Put on double scrubs. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man.
We're all,
I'm going to be a perverted old man.
And I'm going to be the angry old man.
Yeah, we're all going to live beside each other in the nursing home.
Yeah, and Doug's just going to cook and have a good time with us and tell us like all the good stuff that we all forgot.
Yep. Oh, man. Dad, I legit should write a book on all the crap that me and my brother did. I'm not kidding. Like, I'd probably sell millions of copies. It'd be so funny.
Yeah. Hey, give me 5 minutes, guys. I'll be right back.
All right.
So this break for Doug is brought to you by Milo's Tea. Introducing extra sweet Milo's Tea. Because sometimes you just got to have diabetes in a glass. Anyway.
Diabetes.
That guy is funny, the diabetes.
You know what we should freaking do? We should get Doug down here, and we should go, me, you, and Doug, just take a day and go to Disney World and have a freaking blast, just like making fun of
characters. The three of us in one place? Oh, my goodness.
We got to wear, like, the stupid hats and, like, not the stupid Mickey ears. Like, Mickey,
yeah.
Like you got to find, like, the most ridiculous Mickey ears or hat or whatever, and just, we got to wear them. Like, even Big Pat, you know.
Before we go down there, we're going to have to call, like, the head of maintenance and let them know that we are coming so that they have plenty of
toilet paper.
Lubricant and repair stuff, because we're either going to get stuck in something that we're not supposed to be in, or we're going to break a whole bunch of stuff.
Have you ever been to Disney World?
Yes.
It is fat people friendly. I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm saying the three of us are the four of us, however many of us go down there, we would either A, get stuck in something that we weren't supposed to be in to begin with, or B, we would go on a roller coaster and because I'm on it would disintegrate into about a million pieces.
Either that, or we're gonna stand up in the boat and it's a small world, break the track, and then have to hear it for the next 9 hours.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be rocking the boat. Yeah, in the French section where the creepy ones are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you ever ride through those little dark rides and you feel like something's more in there than what you like are seeing. Like, something's in there, like, creepy watching you. Like, I get those vibes, and it's a small world every time. Like,
sound like Doug came back.
Doug, we're talking about it's a small world.
I'm back.
You ever been to Disney World, Doug?
No, I have not. I went to Epcot when I was like 12.
Oh, Epcot. That's just the extent of
more than anything Disney.
But,
ooh.
All right. So I told him we should all, like, me, you, Big Pat, and Hogan should all go one day and just have a freaking blast.
Interesting.
I'm down for that. I know I wouldn't be able to get away with that without taking the old lady and kids with, though.
No, they can stay. Like, you can have, they can come, but we're gonna have a guys' day. But they can go to Animal Kingdom for the day while we go do our thing, and then we can all hang out with the family. Like, we gotta have a guys' day.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
Interesting backstory.
How, Mike? How far away from Hogan are you?
What, 5 hours?
I think he's
hours?
Like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. From where I'm at in Indiana, I did a map for it. I'm like just almost 9 hours from Hogan.
Really? That's it? How far are you? You should look it up. How far are you from Mountville, South Carolina?
So if he's 8 hours from me and you're 5 hours from me, I'm guessing that there's a difference of 3 hours from where you're at to where he's at.
Where are you at, Doug? What part of Indiana are you in? Look at it right now.
Crown Point, Indiana.
What? Hey, you said Crown Point?
Yeah, crown is a king's crown.
Porn. Oh, okay, crown porn.
I'm gonna laugh if I'm right because I'm speculating over here.
I'm gonna guess probably about 13 hours.
10 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay.
Good gracious, I was way off in the wrong direction.
I was kind of with you, Hogan, on that. I was adding that 5 hours to the eight, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it wasn't too crazy, but like I could get to Hogan's pretty fast. But Hogan could come here and we could just ride to your house.
Yeah.
Or we could just go to my brother's house in Florida.
Or we could rent a party bus and we could just all go pick up Pat and go pick up Doug and the family, and we could all just go down to Disney World and we could all
we're gonna ride out to Pat's house and the bus all you go.
Exactly.
shirtless in the back.
You know what song
that might take a long time for that.
Oh, yeah. And then pull up to Pat's house, and you know what song will be playing?
What's that?
That the one from Six Flags, the
That's right. That's right. But
we like the party.
Oh man, that's good stuff. I mean, we could do the thing from like the Hangover, like Hogan gets out, and it's like paging Dr. Faggot. Oh man, I love that movie. We would wind up like the Hangover. Somehow, we would wind up like the Hangover.
No. Like what I would do, to Pat is I'd be like, "Sir, thinks he can rap. Please come out. Please come out. Sir, thinks he can rap. Please come out," or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Big Pat, I love you. If you're listening to this.
Oh yeah. Man, we should invite him. I wonder if he's busy right now.
He said he wasn't gonna be free till like 10 o'clock tonight, and I was like, I'm probably asleep by then.
It's 10:43 my time. Invite that homie. No.
You're the only one who's an hour ahead of us.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's even weird with like Indiana. We're split in Indiana. Where I'm at, I'm on Central Time. Yeah. So it's 9:43 right now.
Yeah.
If I were to go down towards Indianapolis, they're an hour ahead. They would be 10:43 right now.
Right.
And then you get a couple hours away from Indianapolis and it's back to Central Time. I don't understand how Indiana split like that, but
right. That's how Florida is. You go to one side of Florida, it's one time. You go to the other side of Florida, it's the other time. So I mean,
right, yeah. When I used to live in Florida, I was there with Middleburg, Florida, which was the next major city would be Jacksonville, maybe 40 minutes away from it, if that. Yeah. So all I know is that bridge going to Jacksonville scared the crap out of me every time.
That's a freaking huge bridge. Like,
and the first time I went over it, me and my cousin were out on the bikes, and that was the first time he took me over that bridge, and it scared the piss out of me.
Oh, I'd have been so, man, going over a big bridge on motorcycles is awesome. I've always wanted to go across that Charleston Bridge, like the new one they put up, like on my motorcycle, but I ain't never get to ride down there. Man, that'd be great.
So, I came up with a conspiracy theory, completely off subject. Are y'all ready for this?
Okay. It got quiet. We were waiting on
it. Yeah, okay. Okay. So y'all heard the theory that the Simpsons are – okay. So y'all know that the Simpsons have, quote, unquote, predicted the future on several occasions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you've also heard the theory that we live in the Matrix, right?
I've been hearing a lot about that, actually.
I've been hearing that lately, yeah.
Okay, so here's my conspiracy theory. What if the Simpsons were actually created by the people who are running the quote-unquote Matrix that we're living in to warn us of significant events that are about to come, but we're not smart enough to know what's about to come until it comes?
I know it's about to come. The FBI about to say, shut this down. Shut it down.
Like, they're on to your, us. They are to on your, to us.
I'm like looking around the car, make sure there ain't no homies running around my truck right now. Like,
about the about time you start hearing the alien ship, wait, I can't do it now.
Yeah.
Like,
what's creepy? What's creepy about that? Is y'all ever seen the movie The Fourth Kind?
Yes.
Yeah,
it is freaking scary at the end. Okay, it like the whole movie's like, okay, that's kind of creepy, and then at the end it's like, I can't sleep. Like, dude, I woke up this morning because I watched it like 2 days ago. I woke up this morning because it felt like something was grabbing my knee, and I freaked out. Like, I was like, no.
Like, either that,
it was my pillow like fell across my knee and hit the floor, and I was like, ooh.
What's gonna be really funny is Mike is gonna be so paranoid about it. He's either going to hear like an alien spaceship or he's going to be walking around and talking on his phone. And on his phone, he's going to hear like a tap, a wire tap, but it's going to be like one of those, you know, the
bruh
noises. Right. Yeah.
Bruh, I just about cramped my pants, man.
he's frantically looking around right now, not sure what to do with his hands again.
No. This car. This car just came and like turned around in our driveway and about shit.
This is my Mark Vic. I
saw it slow down real slow, and then it turned and it like busted a U and like turned out. I was just like, all right, I'm right here. I can't ruin.
Okay. I don't have to see Mike right now to know that he's freaking out. And this is
like I'm breathing. I ain't even breathing hard. I'm breathing hard with an F. Breathing.
So you brought up with the conspiracy thing with the Simpsons.
Yeah.
So, have any of you guys like the whole Mandela effect?
What's
your guys' opinion and all that on that?
You're going to have to refresh me on what the Mandela effect is, because I'm a little slow sometimes.
You ever heard of a guy
named... products or, like, commercials? Supposedly, like, I remember, like, okay, the Kit Kat bar. I remember, like, always growing up, there was a hyphen in between Kit Kat.
There's not now?
No, and they're saying there never was.
Yes, there was. Because the little peanut guy.
And I have now the newest one. How about this?
Had a monocle on.
What do you guys remember the Klondike commercial being?
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah.
They're saying it was never what would you do? It was just what would you do for a Klondike bar?
No, it was.
It was all probably know the song.
Right.
Millions of people right. just know the song and it's never been there.
Right,
that's so stupid.
Somebody's smoking some dope on that one because,
I remember from like growing up, they'd be a certain way, and then they're saying no, it was never that way. Just well, like okay,
was it the Monopoly guy who had the monocle on? Now
Monopoly guy,
the Monopoly guy.
Yeah, they're saying the Monopoly guy never had that monocle.
Yes, he did. The monocle, had the little top hat, and the monocle, and the little cane.
Yeah. Okay, Publisher Clearinghouse. Who handed out the checks back in the day?
I don't remember the guy's name.
The big check, Publisher Clearinghouse. What famous person was it?
I don't remember his name.
It was that old white guy, because you get $7,000 a week for the rest of your life.
Egg McMahon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
From Star Search. I remember, you know, Egg McMahon could deliver this your check at the door, and they had commercials with him doing it.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to search it up with it, it don't show that Egg McMahon had anything to do ever with.
Oh, that's insane!
I'm looking this guy up right now. Hang on, and I got to place the name with the face here.
If you remember the show Star Search, you know Egg McMahon.
I never watched Star Search.
Okay. I'm sure if you see the picture of Egg McMahon, you would know. He used to, his biggest thing other than Star Search was the Publisher's Clearinghouse, and they're saying he had nothing to do with Publisher Clearinghouse ever.
Oh. Yeah, when it comes to some of these conspiracy theories, some of them are absolutely ridiculous, like the Forrest Gump one.
What about Forrest Gump?
Okay.
What about that one?
What's one of the most iconic lines from Forrest Gump?
I ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
No, no. The chocolate line.
Like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I say Lieutenant Dan all the time.
Okay, so wait, how'd y'all say it?
Life is like a box of chocolate.
No.
You never know what you're going to get.
No, no. The correct phrase is life was like a box of chocolates.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
You watch the movie right friggin' now, and it says life is like a box of chocolates.
No, no, no. As soon as we end this, go pop it in. And
I ain't got the movie. I'm ashamed of myself.
Go buy it. And go buy the VHS version. And it's life was like a box of chocolates.
Mama always said life is like a box. It says it is.
No, it was.
I'm going to Google it. Somebody got to Google it on a pad or something.
Okay.
No, my favorite line's freaking, I got to find Bubba.
Now how about one of the most iconic movies ever?
What's that?
Star Wars.
Oh, here we go. I got this.
Okay.
Which one?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, whenever he says, blank, I am your father, what does he say?
Luke.
No. Luke. No.
Yes, it's Luke. Does. I am your father.
No. No, he's answering a question. He says, no, I am your father. He does not say Luke.
I swear. On the next
one. Oh, I'm checking on this one later.
He says, Luke, I am your father.
Hold on. Okay. So if you type in right now, go to your
No, because I'm gonna be mad if I'm wrong. I ain't doing it. One of y'all do it. Nope.
I'm not sure if I back out of this if he'll kick me out because I'm on my phone.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm not cool enough to have two phones.
Hang on. Let me go turn on. Let me go turn on Cleopatra over here.
I got it. I'm gonna do it right now.
Hold on, Alexa. In Star Wars, what does Darth Vader say to Luke Skywalker?
Oh, we better watch
it. Here's something I found on the web. According to Wikipedia.org, Vader telepathically tells Luke that it is his destiny to join the dark side.
No! Stop.
Wrong one. That was in there, but...
Yeah. Hold on. I'm turning on Cleopatra over here. That's what I call my iPad.
That's some bull crap.
Am I right?
When did this change?
It never changed.
The niggas. Oh, homie said, "No, I." My life is a lie.
I haven't even looked it up, and I'm like, no, I don't want to now. It's gonna ruin that whole movie for me now.
He's like, I have to tell you the truth about your father, and he's like, no, I am your father.
Yep.
Like, no, dang it. It's Luke. I am your father. Like,
dig up my life, the VHS Hogan, with that and the fucking DVD.
Hogan, you just ruined my child. You just ruined my life, bro.
I'm sorry.
I did find out today that you can actually find you can go and visit where they filmed like Luke Skywalker as a kid. Anakin's place as a kid, and where him and his mama lived before they, you know, burned it down or whatever happened. You can go visit that place, and that, because it's still built up, like you could go in the desert and find it.
I heard that.
There's a couple of more other conspiracies like that that are kind of fun.
Oh, I got one. I seen it today, and I believe every bit of it.
Seen it? How do you spell that?
S-E-E-N-T. Okay. I seen it.
Okay.
The real Michael Jackson is not dead.
But really?
They cloned him. No joke. Like, they cloned him. and they bleached his, like, it made so much sense. They bleached his skin to try to make him look different. But what everybody don't think about is when he did that Pepsi commercial and got all burnt up, like it deformed his face.
Yeah.
And so he's still living. The deformed face guy's still living. The reason Michael Jackson died is because, like, health-wise, he was falling apart. And, like, that's who they put in the ground. The same. It makes sense. So, I'm going to send you the video.
Okay. I'm not to go against it. I've heard something on those lines, but in a little bit differently. Okay. The Michael Jackson that we know of that died, that they aired us that died, yes, was not the real Michael Jackson.
I don't believe
that was one of his, like, was his stunt double, basically, like, to go out in appearances and stuff.
Right.
They're trying to, like, supposedly the real Michael Jackson died years ago before that and was buried in underneath the roller coaster he had there at Neverland. Because when they tore down the roller coaster, they said they found the body buried under there, but there was no dent, like none of the teeth or anything. They couldn't, because the body was so decayed, they couldn't even pull dental records. It was that bad, and they believe it was originally him.
Jimmy Hoffa.
And everything, because it was shortly after something that all of a sudden he just, like, all of a sudden turned white, basically. And they tried to put it that it was that skin pigment disease that African Americans kind of get. It's more common with African Americans. Everybody can technically get it, but it's more common with them.
Right.
That's another conspiracy theory I heard. I kind of believe it, but at the same time, like,
I kind of said like my around him. Theory is a joke. But we went down a rabbit hole, and I love it.
Oh, yeah, me too. dang, I forgot what I was going to say. I had another one for you. I believe the Simpsons thing. Like, I don't know about the whole... I don't... There was no car. I don't believe he was about the whole...
He's
like...
still paranoid about the car!
It's my neighbor. I believe the whole Simpsons thing. I don't know if I believe the whole Matrix thing, but it would make sense. You know, like,
I can see all that. I mean, I do believe the whole, like, the Simpsons predicting things and everything like that. Like,
there's got to be there's got to be a way to time travel. There's got to be, because how would you know everything in this show? Oh, now I remember what I was going to talk about. Did y'all hear the new crap about Brian Laundrie?
They supposedly found his body in some swamp in Florida.
When I heard that his parents, because, you know, they quotation marks found his remains, like, can claim the $185,000 reward money, I knew then this homie ain't dead. Like,
no, there's something.
There's something fishy, because, like, in that area, I watched another video on it. In that area, apparently, when it's all underwater, it has a strong current. Why would his body lay there that long and not go down current, for one thing? Two, they might have found, like, some teeth of his. How I know he didn't just, like, rip out some teeth and you know, whatever, just to say he's dead, just so he can get him off his case. I think his mom and dad are trying to get that dang money to send some of it to him so he can live off of wherever he's at, probably in Mexico somewhere. Like, this homie is not dead. Like, well, I don't believe it for 1 minute. You just all of a sudden you're going to turn up dead? No, homie, you ain't dead.
With today's technology and investigative sciences, I guess is the right word, it's going to be a little more difficult to pull a Jimmy Hoffa or D.B. Cooper, because granted, D.B. Cooper disappeared in, what, the 60s? Something like that? 70s?
Something like that.
I ain't ever heard that name before.
And Hoffa was what, like the 50s or 30s or 40s or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, today's technology and today's what's the right word? In today's society, I think it's a little more difficult to disappear off the face of the earth, because we have retinal scans. We have facial recognitions. We have fingerprint recognitions. We have DNA evidence. So I mean, like, so sure, you go to a surgeon and have your fingerprints and whatever changed, and then you get your eyes changed, and then maybe have some plastic surgery. Eventually, you're going to screw up.
That would take years to get all that.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is like, this, when they went into the woods where he was supposedly found at, like, his mom and dad, like, the search team was his mom and dad and a cop or the lawyer. It was like three people. Well, his mom and dad split off from the other person so he can go check this other area. And then the dad never said, hey, there's something over here. He just picks it up and brings it to the cop. It's just all fishy to me. Like, the mama's backpack was looking super fat before she got into the woods, and then when she came out, it wasn't really that fat. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's fishy. Like, I feel like they're planting stuff so the dude can run away. That's a there's a lot of crap going on with this case that just don't add up to me.
Well, right, and I get that. I'm not following it too much.
I'm not following it at all.
Like, I'm just saying. The dog got into it. If I see a video or something like that
on it, fine, but it's not. It's okay. It don't affect me.
Yeah. No, it don't affect me. I'm just saying.
And I don't want to sound mean or come off as heartless, but like, that don't affect me. I feel bad that chick died and everything like that, and the family needs to have like answers. But and they have the answers. They know who did it. This guy just made himself look guilty. If he didn't do it, then why are you hiding?
Right.
Brian Laundry is starting to turn into like the next Bigfoot / Loch Ness monster.
Oh, Bigfoot lives out here in the woods with me. Who in the world?
Welcome.
Sorry about that. So we have a sensor that for when someone comes up and down the driveway, it goes off.
Oh.
I was like, I've been walking up in a gas station.
That's what I thought. I was gonna be like, welcome to BP.
Like, I thought it just legit sounded like he was about to get some gas, but forgot what pump he was on, so he went in and out real fast. Like,
hold on, I need 20 on.
It went, dude, you did that perfect, and then the noise went off because you didn't walk back outside. Like, that was freaking perfect.
See, what's really funny is
you guys heard about Alec Baldwin, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You didn't hear about that? That he was filming a movie and using a prop gun, end up killing one person and injuring the director.
No, killed the director.
No, the director was just injured. It was a cinematic person that got killed.
Oh.
Like basically a camera person.
Oh yeah.
Or the person that held the boom. The director, so if it's supposed to be a prop gun, how is a real bullet in it, for one? This is another Brandon Lee. If you don't know who Brandon Lee is, he played the Crow.
Oh, okay,
yeah. I was telling somebody about that the other day.
He died on the set from a prop gun going off, supposedly.
See, what's really happening is the matrix that we're living in is bumping into the parallel universe that's really close to us, and the events that have happened in the parallel universe, I think, are starting to transfer over to us. Because, like, before you know it, you know, like, someone's gonna be like, remember whenever Betty White died like 14 years ago and she's like not dead yet, you know?
Right, she's actually like 2 or 3 months away from turning 100.
Yeah, and then like here in like a year, someone's gonna be like, it's such a sad day that, like, we're celebrating the, like, 15th anniversary of her death. No, you're wrong.
I saw a funny meme on Facebook just the other day about Betty White. It said something on the line that someone needs to go wrap Betty White up in bubble wrap. She's only, like, 3 months away from turning 100.
Yeah, someone needs to protect her.
Right. She's the only thing that's older than sliced bread. Living.
Yeah, right.
Legit.
Well, I'm sure there's other people, but famous wise that we actually know of that age.
What's his name?
Dick Clark. What about Dick?
I thought he was dead.
Well, screw me. I thought he was still alive.
I thought he was dead. I could be wrong. I did.
I could have sworn, not Dick Clark. Who am I thinking of? The guy who used to host the ball drop. Larry King?
No.
I'm about to say, that dude was dead 50 years before he died.
Dick Clark, yeah, the only one you're right, it was Dick Clark that hosted the...
Yeah, hold on, let me see.
I think he hosted the ball drop, and he also was big with the USL tours.
Yeah, hold on, let me see something here. Not sick... Dick. No, oh, well, Clark.
Bruh, you about to Google some stuff you don't want to see.
Yeah, that's why I was like, let me make sure I...
You better not hit enter on that.
So he died in 2012. There's another guy who's like 90 something years old that I'm thinking of.
Andy Rooney? No, he dead too, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. He's like,
it's a diabetes guy, ain't it?
No, that guy died.
The diabetes guy died.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't heard from
diabetes. Like,
yeah, he died.
Man, I mean, did you know the guy that does the video? Like, they used to do the Welcome to Chili's videos.
Yeah,
like the little skinny kid. Yeah, he died.
Man,
I was like, it's a bull crap. It ain't gonna be the same.
I can't think of the guy's name that I'm thinking of right now.
It's gonna come to you after we're done with Puck.
It's gonna dawn on me and be like, that's the freaking name.
Yeah.
We're going to get a text at like 3 a.m. That was the name.
Well, yeah, but no, we're going to start a whole new podcast for like 5 minutes just so he can tell us the name.
I got it.
I freaking know it.
I lost it.
Son of a bitch.
Either that, or it's going to be on like the 10th or 15th podcast. And be like, remember that one guy couldn't think of his name? That's his name. And you'll be like,
what? No, either that, or you're just going to be in the middle of talking and you're going to be like, Adam freaking Sandler. That's
yeah,
who it was.
That's, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's funny. We did that one time. I am not. I'm just not.
Well, it's kind of hard to get political when you have a senile guy.
Oh, here we go. I just started some.
I'm not getting political. I'm just saying the guy who's in office right now is senile. That's all I'm
Let me tell you something. You know those stickers that says, you know, I did this, and it's like Joe Biden pointing at it, and you see it on gas pump? I did one of those today. I went to Greenwood, South Carolina, up here. It's called the Vinyl Guy. And he had like sheets of four of them. He was like $2. I said, put it in my bag.
Wow.
I still get on a gas pump today. So I recorded anyway. It. Don't worry. I'll show you. But
let's see. What movie?
There's a Okay. Talking about the Mr. C now. There's a conspiracy theory that, like,
that what?
That's why that's there's a conspiracy theory that he's a clone. Like, that's why it's so freaking retarded.
So he's not.
Yeah.
Like, there.
I've heard that one. I've heard it. This is like. Yeah, I seen all that. And that there's one, like, if you notice if he's ever speaking, if you see him, like, scratch his nose or his forehead or whatever, that's him. Like, there's someone talking in his ear.
Oh, there's
Dick
definitely
Van someone talking. Dyke.
Yeah,
but that's all I'm going to do with all that. I don't want to get with that because everybody's got their own opinion with that. And I don't, you know, I respect anybody's opinion and they're on their stuff. I may not agree with them.
Right.
But
Dick Van Dyke is who I was thinking of.
Is okay. He still alive?
Yes, he's still alive. He's 95.
Dang.
Okay.
I could have sworn Dick Van Dyke did the whole freaking... I don't know. He did something.
You ever just... I'm sorry. I don't mean to, but like... He talk... Like, Biden talk. He makes no freaking sense. He'll be like, it tasted like the cup. Like, it's just like watching a maniac talk. But
yeah. the only thing that I gotta say about Biden that absolutely makes me laugh hysterically is whenever he was running for president, he goes, "All right, I'm gonna be the best senator you guys have ever elected."
Right.
What? You're gonna be the what?
Do you know what you're running for, son?
Yeah, like... yeah, yeah. Like, you're gonna. Yeah.
Oh man. There was something else I was gonna say about him. I forgot. But.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. Well, fellas, we've been talking for an hour and 10 minutes.
What y'all doing already?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting tired over here.
Okay, man, it was just getting good too.
Well, this is why we're gonna end the cluck mother trucker.
No, oink oink mother liquor.
Yeah. Oink oink mother trucker. Was that it? Oink oink mother trucker.
Oink oink mother liquor.
Mother liquor. That's it. Oink oink mother liquor. Episode 1, part 1.
Part 1. / conspiracy, yeah. Conspiracy theories.
Yeah. That is good. Yes. So so we'll go ahead and end oink oink chicken liquor. I mean,
you can't even say
it. I can't.
I can't wait to get the link to this.
It's getting shared right away.
I think we should, Doug, I don't know what your handle is on TikTok. If you want to get some, you know, if anybody's on TikTok listening to this, mine is
Oink Oink Mother Liquor.
Yeah, mine's Oink Oink Mother Liquor. Now, mine's Mike Crow 2292. Doug, if you want to say yours, you're more welcome to.
My TikTok handle is BigCountry_0825.
Y'all heard it here?
Yeah.
And my TikTok handle is
that. I know what it is. I know what it is, but I'm not gonna say it.
If you say I know what it is, I'm not gonna say it. But
at least until I get my new phone, and then when I get my new phone, I'll make one. But
yeah, because we got to do one for the podcast. Like, yeah, just, even if you're just recording yourself talking to us, and people hear it, like they're gonna love it. So
yeah, oink oink mother liquor.
One more thing before you go. I'm going to make Pat one too, all four of us like a decal of that. I'm going to cut it out and then I'm going to mail them off probably in the next week or so of like the podcast thing. If Doug, you want one, I send you one too.
Sure.
Okay. And then eventually I'll make up some t-shirts and all of us can have a t-shirt to kind of rip it in our own state. So.
All right.
So.
Yeah, and actually, you could send me 2. I could put one on my girl's car and my car. So
okay, yeah, we could.
Well, alrighty. I'm gonna. Well, all right, fellas, this has been entertaining. Yeah.
It's fun with more people.
It is. Oh man. So, I guess this will conclude Oink Oink Mother Liquor at part 1, and we'll pick this up another night.
See y'all tomorrow.
No. All right.
All right, bro.
Everybody have a great night.
You too, brother.
And don't forget, America. Fish, yeah. Well, this concludes this episode of the America Fish, yeah podcast. And I guess this episode got named the Oink Oink Mother Liquor Part 1. So stay tuned. There'll be a part 2 to this. I hope y'all enjoyed this as much as I did. There were some good times in this one. And like always, look forward to seeing you and getting to know you more. So until we meet again, America, fish ya. Yeah.